I'm Christine Dean, and this is Live from Studio A. And joining us in the studio today, we have a young, I think this is probably the youngest band that I've had in the studio. They are Excuse Me, Princess. They are from Duluth. And are you all still in high school, Jack?
Yeah, well, except for Kyle on the drums, who's filling in and helping us out.
Yes. And we'll introduce all of you in just a minute. You guys, well, actually, let's do it right now. Jack Campbell.
Yep.
You want to tell us a little bit about yourself?
I play guitar, and I am a sophomore in high school.
You're just a sophomore? Wow. And Sam Watrous, right?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah, hi.
And you're playing the keys over there, but you also play bass sometimes?
Yeah, I switch on and off depending on the songs.
Okay. And we have Greta Conkler, right?
Yeah, hi, I'm Greta. I'm a senior.
And then we have Kyle Keegan. What grade are you in high school, Kyle?
Hey, I'm a super, super, super senior. This year.
Kyle Keegan, you might know that name. He's been in our studios before, live from Studio A, because he's in several other Duluth bands. So great to have you back, Kyle.
Pleasure to be here.
And he's sitting in with these guys, not their regular drummer. Their regular drummer moved away, so they're shopping. So if you want a drum for Excuse Me, Princess, maybe we should have a contest or something. I don't know.
That'd be fun.
Well, let's get started with the song, and then we'll come back and chat some more. What do you guys want to start with?
We're going to do a song called Polar Opposites
from our unreleased
EP.
So, let's do it.
All right. From your eyes could burn marks into your head. This fear for your life will only leave you dead. And it's not what you think. Where did you find that opinion? No, it's not what you believe. It is only what you see.
And I'll try to cover from what I said, and I'll try.
recover from what was said, and I'll try to recover from what I said and convince myself it's all in my head.
That's Excuse Me, Princess on KUMD. And everybody, anything need to be turned up? Everything sound okay? Hearing yourself okay?
Can we get some keys? Like more treble, maybe? More on keys?
All right. We'll do that. So you guys were mentioning that some of you are just hop, skip, and a jump away from here. you just live a few blocks away from UMD. Is that right?
Yeah.
I live super close.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Greta's super,
super
close.
Super close.
So now, how did this band start? And this band actually hasn't been together that long, have you?
Well, we technically started back in December with a Beaners show, but Sam and I kind of formed because Sam and I were in this punk band called Completely Random,
which dissolved last year around this time.
Dissolved in water. But. Yeah, it was for like 2 years, so we've been playing music for a long time.
Jack and I have been together for a while, and then that band broke up, and we brought Greta on board last December.
Pretty happy about that. You guys are awesome.
Did you know these guys before you started playing with them?
Well, actually, I met Sam in geometry.
In my freshman geometry class.
Yeah, I was a sophomore. He helped me with math, and then we became friends. This is how this all started, actually.
And then he heard that you played music, and...
Yeah.
Well, we were about to do our first show, and then Sam was like, "Jack, you can't sing well," so then we brought in Greta.
Did not say that.
I hear that you play guitar better than he does, though. So.
I did say this.
I heard him telling somebody that earlier. So, Jack, did you start on guitar? You're still pretty young. When did you start playing?
Well, I started doing guitar. I think I took from a UMD student when I was like six, and then I just dropped it because I couldn't do it. And then I picked up drums with Kyle. Actually, as a student. And then later on, I picked up guitar again and wanted to write songs. And it was kind of a fun thing to do.
Are you the main songwriter in the band? Or?
Yeah. It usually starts as acoustic stuff, and then they all add their excellence, and it turns into something that actually sounds good.
So how long have you been writing songs?
Since about fifth grade, you know, since puberty struck, and it's like... To get the hormones out somehow.
Are they about girls or about...
Yeah.
Like 90% of the songs on our album are about girls, actually.
Girls and cartoons.
Girls and cartoons. Are there any about cartoon girls?
Kind of.
Kind of. There's a cartoon girl in Totoro.
Okay.
Anyway.
Now, how about you, Greta? How long have you been playing? Has it always been violin for you or anything else?
Well, I do play guitar on the side, but I've been playing violin since sixth grade when I first moved here from New York. And I got involved at Ordean through the music program in the school. And that I was usually just involved in the school, but I got to bring it outside school when I was asked to be in the band.
Great.
Yeah.
And you're enjoying that?
Yeah, it's really fun. I love it.
And how about you, Sam? What's your musical background?
I played piano up through fifth grade. I took lessons at the John Dust Conservatory, and then I dropped it because I was like, I don't need this. This is no good. And then in sixth grade, I started playing in the Ordean Orchestra. Like Greta, I started in the music program, and I went through the orchestra there until around eighth grade when I ran into Jack, and I changed over to bass guitar as well. And along the way, I picked up keys and smatterings of violin and guitar and stuff. Yeah.
Well, you guys have an album. For as short a time as you've been together, you already have an album out.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
Well, I was kind of, I didn't hang out with a lot of people last year when I was a freshman, and I was kind of in my basement, and we had this PA left over from our old band, so eventually I got Logic for Mac and just recorded all a bunch of songs in a lot of downtime that I had. And then once the band started, we just put their parts in and... Then we went on tour and
things happened.
Tell me about the tour. Tell me about the shows you did and where
oh
you
my
went.
God.
We got robbed.
We got robbed.
That was about the
literally.
That was the lowest point of the tour. We got physically broken into.
Where was this and what happened?
Don't say the hotel name.
It was outside of a hotel, in a parking lot.
St. Paul, right?
Yeah. We had to go to the overflow lot, and then we just went in. It was after our second show, and we went out to the car and window was smashed and my guitar amp and his $700 keyboard was gone.
Oh no. Yeah. So this is a replacement keyboard.
This is a replacement keyboard, and I'm thankful to my parents for helping me get this back.
Well, and I missed your show on at Beaner's on Monday, but I got there after you played, and it looked like your parents were in the audience. Somebody's parents were in the audience.
Yeah.
So very supportive parents. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's a really cool thing because we have a lot of things that we need help with because we're not really old enough to be super responsible, but we're kind of learning, and our parents have been really good about helping us out.
And they let you make a lot of noise in the basement.
Yeah. Yep.
And they let you leave school early on a Wednesday afternoon so you can be on the radio.
Exactly. I have a doctor's appointment.
Well, let's hear another song, and again, then we'll talk again about the show that you're doing tonight, too. What do you want to play now?
We're going to play a song called Stop the Flow, and it's on our album that we just released.
It's Excuse Me, Princess, live from Studio A. All
right. 1, 2, 3, 4. I have run out of time to write it down, so now keep it in my head. There are so many things that I get going, dust yourself into the metaphors. So profound, so let's close all of those closing doors. And stop the flow, cause I don't know what is wrong. I've been here all my life, and all I've learned is you have to belong, whether you want to or not. It takes no effort to move your lips because your life is an open book. You're so loud all of the time, so you better take a second look. You drove away my best friend, but I'll still go away quiet. Because next year it is better, it will be her and me. So stop the flow, cause I don't know what is wrong. I've been here all my life, and all I've learned is you have to belong, whether you want to or not. You don't have to do what they say.
Excuse Me, Princess, live from Studio A. And great song. I mean, that is like a hit single right there.
Thanks.
Thank you.
What's the origin of that one, Jack?
That one was about a Catholic school that I went to. I had got it the morning I wrote it. I got an email from my teacher. It was like a nun saying how a horrible student I was. And I wrote half the song, and then I walked to school, and then I was like writing it in my head, kind of. And throughout the day, instead of taking down notes and stuff, I was kind of figuring out the inner workings of that. And then, so that one's really old, actually.
It's from like eighth grade, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, you know, I think it's great, and makes me want to hear more when you get, even as you get older, it's just going to get better, I'm sure. You guys are pretty young. What do you do as far as, are there a lot of places that you can play? What do you do if you want to go see music? Are there places to do that? What's it like to be underage in Duluth right now, musically?
Well, for underage, well, for anyone, really. I mean, Beaner's is an amazing place.
My favorite.
Yes, Beaner's Central. And
there's the Encounter.
The Encounter, too, is pretty cool. And then in the very future, in like a year or so, there will be the Duluth Armory, which we're working in a partnership with them to do. They're opening it up and things. And
as a underage in Duluth for music, it's kind of hard because you only have really Beaner's and the Encounter. Maybe there's a few other shows you can get to here and there, but those are the main venues you can mainly go to, and they're kind of far away if you live in East Duluth or even if you don't. So we're working with a couple people who are restoring the Armory downtown, the historic Armory. And they're going to install a music resource center in there in about 2 years. And so we are trying to help promote that, which I guess we're doing right now. But that will be a really, really cool place and an awesome venue for anyone.
Yeah, it's going to be like an awesome concert venue and also a place for kids to go after school and practice, take lessons. Like, it's just going to be an
dance.
Awesome place.
Pogo stick.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know you guys were involved in that. That's great to hear, because I had heard about that project and the prospects of that. But it's nice to know you guys are involved. Well, how do you see your musical careers going? I mean, you know, you're young. You've got time to decide what to do with your life. Any of you really think that you want to do music with your life? Or,
well, I've been kind of scared because I'm not that amazing at math, but I really want to be like a sound engineer one day, so I can work with that kind of stuff. So that's kind of where I'm looking for.
Great.
And even if it's not a career, like, it's really important to me to have music in my life, playing it as a hobby with friends and just enjoying it.
I'm thinking about music education as a possible thing. And I could definitely think about teaching music. That would work well for me because I could still play music on my own with band and stuff.
Well, great. Well, it's been great to have you guys here, and I'm sure we'll see you again in the future. And thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.
To check out upcoming Live from Studio A guests or to listen to some of our archive sessions, you can go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. Today's program was produced by me, Christine Dean, with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Video from this session will be available online at theduluthscene.org. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.